Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my first podcast. This is I Talk with Danny J, and I'm new to the podcast thing. So this podcast will be geared around just kind of my thoughts and feelings and things that I want to discuss. Maybe some things that I don't feel comfortable with just talking to someone face to face, and I may just feel more comfortable talking about it on a podcast for different people to listen to. The topic that I want to discuss tonight is kind of a familiar topic to some, and it's kind of a topic that I know several of my friends have dealt with and that I've dealt with, but it's losing a parent as an adult. My father. I lost my father almost 5 years ago. And just to kind of give you some background on my father had a drug addiction. And with this drug addiction, it was very difficult for me as a child. So to my understanding, this drug addiction, I guess, kind of started with marijuana. You know, kind of the light drugs, I guess you can call it. And then it kind of went on to cocaine and heroin, and then, you know, went into a crack addiction. And as long as I can remember, my father has been addicted to drugs, even as a small child to an adult. And I never even called him dad. I always called him Jay. And my mom never corrected me. I don't even know how I got to calling him Jay. I always called him Jay. And so as I got older, I even asked my mom, why do I not call him dad? Why do I call him Jay? And she told me, because he doesn't deserve the title dad. And he never even questioned it. Never said anything about it. But I guess the one thing that troubled me is, as a child, you know, as your parents, you can see no wrong. Like, my mom never really dealt with him. And you know, he lived in the house with us, but it was kind of like they lived separately. Like, she didn't say anything to him. She'd come into the house, she would just go to her room, she wouldn't say anything. And that was kind of the extent of it. And I couldn't understand why she was just being so mean to him. You know, just mean. And I'll never forget one day, this man at church, every Sunday, he used to give me this envelope that had $2 in it. And one day, my dad went into my room and he took these envelopes with the $2. And I got really upset. He said he was going to pay me back. And so I was probably about 11 or 12, and we were driving down the street. I think my mom had just got me some McDonald's. And it just kind of registered to me. It just clicked. It was like, now I understand why I just don't think that my father is a good father. And from that moment on, I just couldn't deal with him. Like, I just didn't like him. And I kind of went into this thing as a teenager where I cried all the time. I just couldn't understand why my father couldn't get out of this slump. I mean, I don't understand why he just couldn't, you know, why couldn't he stop using drugs and focus on being a father? I couldn't get that. And, you know, I guess to this day, I guess it still doesn't register to me. You know, you have a child, you have a great child, you know, this child is doing all these great things. She has straight A's, B's, you know, doesn't get any trouble, you know, doing all these extracurricular activities. Why is it that you just can't get your life together and be a good member of society? Well, even all through this growing up, my dad was in and out of jail. And my grandmother, she always covered for him. Like, she always made excuses for him. All the time. Oh, he's this, he's that, you know. I remember when my aunt first got married to my uncle, he tried to help him, you know. And I was like, yeah, okay, you know, you go ahead and try to help him, but It's going to be the same old result that everybody else that tried to help him didn't work out. It's just like everybody that he touched just had a bad, it's like he just took them down. They always had a bad outcome. It's like he was almost the devil himself. So when I graduated from high school, it's like I just distanced myself from him. Period. And I went off to college and yeah, I never did talk to him. And I remember one weekend I came home and I noticed a letter on the bed. My grandma didn't want me to see it, but I saw it anyway. And I was like, oh, is Jay in jail? She was like, yeah, he's in prison. I'm like, well, I didn't know. Why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, I didn't want you to worry. I'm like, worry about what? He put himself in that position. I didn't put him in that position. So, you know, he was in prison for a while. My understanding is that I guess he had been on probation for something and he went and had a dirty urine test, and so they sent him away to prison. He was in Beaumont. And I guess my aunt and them had taken my grandma down to visit him. I don't know. But I never did go, and I never did write. Because that wasn't my responsibility. I was in school. I was trying to graduate. And my mom gave me 4 years to graduate. And I was trying to do big things, right? So I went on about my business, and my dad was still living. You know, my mom, when I graduated from high school, my mom left. And, you know, she moved on and lived her life to be happy. And it was just kind of one of those things. So, I got married, and then my dad walked me. I was kind of complacent about him walking me down the aisle, but I let him walk me down the aisle, which was a good thing. I'm glad now that I did. And then, you know, when some things happened in my marriage, my dad was there. You know, he was there. So, I can't, you know, say anything bad about that. Now, when I became a mother, when he became a grandfather, it just seemed like his world changed. When he saw my daughter for the first time, I saw that glow in his eyes. It's like my daughter changed his life. And he went straight from that moment forward. He fell in love with Cassidy. Oh my goodness. That was his stinky bottom. Oh, he loved my daughter. And my daughter loved him. He was the babysitter. Like, when I went to work, no daycare. I took him right over to my grandma and dad's, and they kept him. Like, I didn't have to worry about anything because my dad, even though he failed as a father, when I say an A-plus grandfather, because, see, at the time, me and my mom were not on good terms. But he was at that hospital. I mean, he stepped up to the plate, and he was an A-plus grandfather. I can say that all the wrong he did to me, he did his best to try to make it up with Cassidy. And she felt so much love for him. Oh, my goodness, she loved him. And then the day came where I got a phone call from my grandmother asking me, you know, have you heard from your dad? And I'm like, nope, haven't heard from my dad. You know, I'm calling around everywhere trying to find him. Nowhere to be found. So I just kind of sit down and I kind of regroup. And something told me to call Bentov Hospital in Houston. Because I had called the morgue. I had called the jail, you know. And something just told me, call Bentov Hospital. So I called them and, you know, they said he's there. And oh, I'm hot. Oh, I'm mad. Because I'm like, how dare you make my grandmother worry? You know, my grandmother's worried about you. How dare you make grandmother worry like that? You know, she's stressed out. She doesn't know where you are. And then that's when I realized from that moment that he's on life support. And that's the moment I'm like, we're not gonna, it's probably not gonna end well. So I get down there and he's hooked up to all these tubes, and my daughter has to see him like that. And to this day, she still can't process it. But, you know, he's taken away at that moment. He survived about a week, and then I was sitting in the room when he took his last breath, which is kind of a hard pill to swallow, because just as you feel like, you know, finally getting somewhere with the relationship and different things of that nature, God takes him. Which is why I firmly believe that everyone has a purpose in life. So I say this, the purpose of this podcast is, how do you deal with losing a parent as an adult? It's a really hard question, because every day is difficult. Some days is good and some days is bad. Regardless of the relationship that you've had with your parent, that's still really a question mark. How do you deal with it? What are your coping strategies? How do you try to find the good times when there's really not any good times? I think for me, it's trying not to repeat the cycle, because it seems like with Cassidy, the same cycle is being repeated with her father. Because her father's not really in her life, right? So I don't want her to feel that void that I felt. Even with my son has an amazing father. I couldn't have asked for a better father for my son. I don't care how we feel about each other, he is the best father in the world. And when I say that he loves my daughter as if my daughter was his, he treats my daughter just as if she's his. And she doesn't miss a beat. She gets the love of a father. But the only thing is that that's not her biological father, and she knows it. And she's, Mom, you know, why does my father not do this? Why does my father not do that? I can't answer those questions. But then I can relate back to it. It's because, you know, Cassidy, I didn't have that either. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm not telling her that, but that's what I'm thinking in my mind. Which goes back to, how do you deal with losing a parent? Because I lost my parent years ago. How did I cope with that? I really don't think I coped very well, to be honest. Because there's still some underlying issues that I have that I'm trying to address as an adult. That looks at your choices in men. How do you choose men in your life? How do you choose men in your life? You make poor choices sometimes. Do you learn from those choices? So what do y'all think about that? For anybody that's lost a parent early on in life, or even lost a parent as an adult, what are some of your coping strategies? Let me know, because we have to learn from each other. We have to grow with each other. So drop some comments below and just let me know, how do you cope with losing a parent? And it doesn't even have to be as an adult. Just how do you cope with losing a parent? What are some of your coping mechanisms? Do you recommend therapy? Because I go see a psychiatrist. I go to a therapist. Do you recommend talking to someone? Do you recommend medication? Do you recommend talking to a friend? Traveling, is that your way that you cope? Let me know how you feel. And thank you all for taking the time to listen to my first podcast. I hope this is informational. I hope it helps kind of get to know me and where I'm coming from. Thank you.